WCHD 3 Detroit, KMPS HD 3 Seattle, WBMX HD 3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Are you a first-time job seeker?
Want to change your career path? Does your career meet your needs?
Coach Me Radio presents
Career Coach Caroline.
Call Caroline Dowd-Higgins now
and let her help you create your career destiny today.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
Believe.
Hello, listeners. Happy January 31st. This is your host, Caroline Dowd-Higgins, and I want to thank you for tuning into Career Coach Caroline, where I'm here to help you create your career destiny. You know, I was tuning in to the show right before mine, getting ready to connect with Brandon, my fabulous producer, and I was listening to Colette Baron-Reed, and boy, were there a million career questions. And she was amazing and answered some of them, but I am here as your career expert, so I hope our listeners are still eager to pick up the phone and call me tonight so I can share some career and professional development tips. And you can reach me in the studio tonight at 248-545-7685, or you can instant feedback me a question at newskyradio.com. I know these are difficult times and a lot of people have some very pressing career questions, so I'm here for you. But I have a great guest tonight that I'm so excited to introduce. Lisa Montanaro is with me. Lisa, are you on the phone?
Hi, Caroline.
Hello, my dear. It's good to hear your voice. How are you?
I am great. And how are you?
Wonderful. I am terrific. And I want to tell our listeners a little bit about you, but I also want to give a plug. Lisa has a fabulous career reinvention story that we're going to hear more about as we chat tonight. And I've actually written a story about Lisa that is featured on my blog. And there is an encore presentation of that blog this week featuring Lisa's story. So I hope all of the listeners will check out my blog at CarolineDowdHiggins.com. The blog story tab tells Lisa's wonderful career reinvention story. But let me tell you a little bit about her. She's a productivity consultant, a success coach, a business strategist, speaker and author, and she draws upon her experience as a performer, an educator, a mediator, and a lawyer. Lisa founded LM Organizing Solutions, LLC, in 2002, and she's helped thousands of people live successful and passionate lives and operate productive and profitable businesses. She's a member of the National Association of Professional Organizers and the National Speakers Association. She's a sought-after public speaker, and she's presented around the country. She's been interviewed on television and radio, and she's a frequent presenter and guest expert for teleclasses and webinars. And tonight, we're going to talk about her wonderful book, which I have in my hands right now. I love it, and I'm eager to tell you more about it. It's called The Ultimate Life Organizer, an interactive guide to a simpler, less stressful, and more organized life. Lisa, welcome. Thank you for being with us.
And thank you for having me, and thank you for that wonderful introduction.
Hey, listen, it's my pleasure. And I would love to start because, you know, I'm a career reinvention junkie. I love talking about how people reinvent their professional lives. And I'd love for you to give our listeners a little background story about how you went from lawyer to entrepreneur and organizing expert.
Sure, I'd be happy to. Thank you. I practiced law for about 9.5 years. I was a labor, education, and employment lawyer, and I started off, as many lawyers do, in the big firm in Manhattan, actually, and about 2 years later, I went in-house. First went in-house for an educational association, and then eventually for a university. And I started noticing, Caroline, after even several years in the law, that I was sort of disillusioned with the way it was practiced. So not the law itself. I had the utmost respect for the law, absolutely loved it, you know, on paper.
Right.
I loved reading about it, writing about it, teaching it. I taught law school for a period of time as an adjunct, but very much did not appreciate the negativity and the sort of attitudes that went along with the negativity about the practice of law. So around the turn of the millennium, I started thinking of different ways that I could use my talents, skills, and education, and a friend of mine sent me a link to NAPO.net, which is the National Association of Professional Organizers site, And to say a light bulb went off would be putting it mildly. It was more like an explosion.
I love it.
And I started pursuing it slowly but surely to make sure that it was, in fact, a calling for me and that I was not only good at it but that I could make a living doing it. So it took a few years. I did transition for about 18 months, and it was absolutely the right time for me in my life, both emotionally, financially, within my marriage, et cetera. And then I started my business in 2002, worked part-time as a lawyer, which was a wonderful blessing in a lot of ways, and was able to transition slowly and then fully launched and left and went full-time in 2004. So this is technically my 10th year in business as an entrepreneur.
Wow, congratulations. That's a wonderful decade, Mark. Good for you. You know, I so appreciate your willingness to say there were other opportunities for you to use your talents, your skills, and your education. And you have this multi-tiered career, which we're going to talk about. But I want to focus on the transition because I think a lot of our listeners can benefit from your career transition. You talked about how you knew when it was time to make that choice. So what is your advice, Lisa, for others that are considering a career transition, since you've experienced it personally?
That's a great question. Thank you. I think that what I would probably recommend is, my best advice would be that it is okay to have some fear as long as you also have a lot of excitement. In fact, if you have no fear, it's probably not challenging enough.
So that's true.
I wouldn't say there needs to be equal parts fear and excitement, but it is okay to have some fear. And I had fears around several issues when I was leaving my law career and that I had to work through. And I think that as long as it's accompanied with an amazing amount of excitement, then I would say feel the fear and do it anyway, or jump and the net shall appear. So like the fears that I faced were financial, because I was leaving a lucrative law career and opening my own business, perception of friends and family, especially lawyers that I had gone to law school with, you know, feeling like I was sort of defecting from this world that I was in.
Right.
You know, I was really good at being a lawyer, so there's always the sort of fears of, well, you know, should I really turn my back on this? And then if being an entrepreneur didn't work, there were the fears of, you know, what would I do next or would I go back? And so I slowly overcame those fears in numerous ways. And I would tell people also that it is okay to have the faith that you can do this and make the career transition as long as you back that up with a realistic strategic plan for success.
Good for you. Good for you. Great advice. And I would echo that. And I do appreciate your candor about saying, yeah, it's scary, but sometimes risk is absolutely worth changing. And no matter what, you always focused on what you were passionate about and what your strengths were. So bravo. So you are now an organizing guru, and I aspire to be as organized as you are. And I know we can all learn so much, but you always knew that organizing was your passion. How did you decide to make that a career? It's a fascinating opportunity to turn that passion into a business.
I think, to be honest, I didn't really know it was a career. And then when I found out that it was a career, I approached it probably the same way I would have any other endeavor that I would undertake, especially, you know, with my background as a lawyer. I researched it to death. So I read, you know, every book that I could find, started going to some local NAPO chapter meetings to meet the people that did this for a living and do informational interviews with them. Found a mentor, of course, which is something I would recommend for anyone entering a totally new career, and also practiced. You know, I practiced on friends and family. I started organizing even within my law career, like redoing the filing system, and organizing other lawyers. So I would say that it was somewhat organic of a transition, but I also approached it very methodically.
Good for you. Good for you. Hey, Lisa, we just got an interesting instant feedback message that came in from Carla from Alexandria, Virginia. Carla, thank you for emailing. And she says, I'm about to make a career change and I need to declutter my life and get organized before I start searching for a new job. It's overwhelming. Where do I start? So what do you think?
That is a great question, and because of lack of time, I'll give her a few quick tips, but I'm also going to recommend that she check my blog for an article that I have called 11 Tips to an Organized Job Search.
Nice.
And the blog is decidetobeorganized.com, so So the word decide, the word to, the word be, and the word organize.com. And if she just searches under categories and puts in, you know, job searching or career, she should be able to find it. But basically, she used the word that I'm going to echo back to her, which is declutter, declutter, declutter. When you're getting ready to embark on a job search, you need to have Job Search Central set up both in your computer, in your email, and in your office or desk or home office system, whatever you're using. So I would get rid of as much paper that you don't need so that you can make room for Job Search Central. I'd set up some folders in your email, getting ready for all the leads that you will be tracking based on your search. And I would declutter and set up a folder in your computer for your job search section also. And that way she'll be prepared for all the sort of paper and electronic communications that would be coming at her during her job search.
Excellent. I love it. And Carla, I'd add to that, I'm in full agreement. And as I said, I aspire to be as organized as Lisa is. And I know we can all learn from her action steps. But think about it as baby steps, incremental. You know, get Lisa's book. That'll be a great way to help you start to get organized. It's packed full of action steps. And I unearthed a little research. And if we become more organized, we can gain as much as 288 hours in a year. That's 7 40-hour work week. So that's pretty incredible, and that's a motivation for all of us to get organized. We're going to come right back. I have my wonderful guest, Lisa Montanaro, and I am looking forward to having her answer some more questions live on the air after the break. Thank you for listening to Career Coach Caroline. I'm Caroline Dowd-Higgins on CBS Coach Me Radio. Stay tuned.
Enlighten, empower, enrich. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries.
A little light looks through her bedroom window. She dances in that rain. She knocks off all ashes and bridal meadows melt from sunset.
The New Sky.
Now back to Career Coach Caroline. Call Caroline Dowd Higgins now and let her help you create your destiny.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
And welcome back to Career Coach Caroline. I'm your host, Caroline Dowd Higgins, and I'm here to help you create your career destiny because I truly believe that you deserve to be happy in your career. I have a wonderful guest with me tonight. Lisa Montanaro is with me, and I'm holding her wonderful book in my hand, The Ultimate Life Organizer, An Interactive Guide to a Simpler, Less Stressful, and More Organized Life. And we're going to talk to Lisa throughout this segment, but I'm going to remind our listeners to give us a call in the studio. We're here to answer your questions at 248-545-7685 or instant feedback from your question at newskyradio.com. And I want to thank everybody who's emailing in. I love the creative ways that you're finding me. You can certainly tweet live during the show at C. Dowd Higgins. You're finding me on Facebook and LinkedIn. So I appreciate the creative ways that you're reaching out. And Lisa, we just got a great question from Janelle, who is in Atlanta, Georgia. So are you ready for this? Great organizing question.
Okay.
Janelle writes, I'm doing my taxes, and I have a mountain of papers I want to organize. Boxes, bags, piles that need to be filed. Can a professional organizer help me with that? So have at it.
The answer is yes. In fact, this is one of the best times of year to hire a professional organizer to help you go through all the paper and get it in a wonderful organized state before you either do your taxes yourself or hand them to your accountant. And one of the primary principles of organizing is categorize. And so probably what needs to happen to all that paper is it needs to be sorted into categories so that you can see what you have in each universe, for lack of a better term. And then it'll be a lot easier to get your taxes done because you have all your 1099s together, all your charitable contributions together, et cetera.
Excellent. Janelle, good question. And Lisa, thank you for answering that. Let's talk, Lisa, about your certification as a professional organizer, because I think a lot of people are probably saying, you know, I'm organized. I've got things situated pretty well. Why do I need a professional organizer? That's someone that is certified above and beyond we mere mortals who think we might be organized. So tell us about that.
Sure. The organizing industry now has probably about 4,500 members of NAPO, the National Association of Professional Organizers, which can be found at napo.net. And out of those 4,500, there is a small percentage, which I would consider the upper echelon of organizers that have gone a step above to become certified, as you put it. And we are known as CPOs, not CPAs, and that stands for Certified Professional Organizer. And that is a registered trademark of NAPO, of the Board of Certification for Professional Organizers. And what that means is that those organizers have decided to undertake a rigorous and intensive form of study and pass an exam and have to have a certain amount of client contact hours to even be eligible to sit for the exam. So I consider these people the ones that have made it their lifetime's work and career to become masters of the subject.
Very nice, very nice. Hey, another great question just came in from George, who's writing us from Marblehead, Massachusetts. Beautiful Marblehead. I've been there myself. This is funny. I think you're going to like this. George, thanks for your humor. George says, I'm a control freak, and although I know I could use some organizational guidance, I'm not sure I'm ready to let someone else take the reins. Can a control freak use your services?
That is such a great question, George, and I'll tell you why. I consider myself someone that's a recovering CFS person, like control freak syndrome. And I actually work really well with control freak people myself because my clients tend to be high-functioning, success-minded individuals who tend to have a little bit of that control freak syndrome. But a truly great organizer will know that the system will only be able to be maintained if it's set up with you in mind and not the organizer or anyone else. And so I think that organizing systems to be able to stick for the long term must be highly customized to the person that is going to maintain the system. And so therefore you don't actually relinquish any control. You just direct by letting the person pull the system out of your brain, out of your head, but therefore set it up the way that you think, not the way the organizer thinks. So I want you to think of it as not so much relinquishing control, but like passing your control on to someone with the expertise who then filters it back through your brain and creates the system for you.
Brilliant. I love it. So you're customizing, and that's important, George. So, George, there you go. Pick up the phone. It's time for you to get that professional organizational service. It sounds like you need it. So wonderful. Good question. This just came in, Lisa. Mandy from Long Island, New York. So she's in your neck of the woods. She says, I'm a lawyer in a mid-sized firm, and I have a great secretary. I also have a paralegal that I work with. But I feel like I could really use someone to help me organize my professional life. Not my personal life, my professional life. My office doesn't lend itself to being organized now. Can you help in a work environment?
Absolutely. I do corporate and business organizing as well as residential. As of now, because this is my 10th year in the business, I now have an organizing associate that I send out to do my residential, and I'm doing mostly organizing, what I'm going to call productivity consulting and organizing, via coaching and consulting with individuals and also with companies. And law firms and lawyers happen to be one of my specialties due to the fact that I am a lawyer and so therefore understand, understand the terminology and the specific issues. So, yeah, and I would say that usually what I would do in that situation is work with the lawyer directly and then also probably bring in her team. So bring in her secretary and her intern or law clerk because the systems would need to be set up in what we're going to call in organizing a shared multi-user system so that everyone can understand them.
Brilliant. And Mandy, I would add, you know, ask your supervisors, ask your boss if this might be covered as in part of your professional development funding, right? It might be an opportunity to get everyone in the firm organized in a more professional way, and perhaps you don't even have to pay for it. So I would encourage you to be creative.
That's an excellent suggestion.
Absolutely. So, Lisa, let's talk about the book. I'm holding it right now, and I have to tell you, I love it because it's so tactile, and it gives me all of this space to write things down, and it gives checklists and things to really help you self-assess and figure out where you are and where you want to go. But tell us a little bit more about the book and how we can buy it.
Sure. Thank you. The book, as you said, is an interactive guide, and so literally it has pages for someone to journal after every chapter. And what I love about the book is you can sit down and read it from beginning to end if you wanted to, but also each chapter is self-contained and can be read alone. So if you have issues with paper management and organizing your papers and finances, you could read the chapter on that. And then you can skip to, let's say, staying organized if you're not able to maintain your systems, and then you can always go back to time management later. So it really is almost like seven mini books within one larger book. And it is very tactile. I'm glad you said that because I did not do the design. I obviously wrote the content, but the design was done by someone at Peter Pauper Press, my publisher. And it is absolutely beautiful and really well done. I did design all of the exercises and checklists because I do feel that I know I learn better when I have to really sit down and do exercises and think about things as opposed to just kind of reading along passively.
Right. I agree. I think it's wonderful to put that process into action. So we just got a nice email from Rita from San Antonio, Texas. Glad to hear people are chiming in from all over the country. And Rita asks, can you give me some ideas about how to boost my productivity at work? What are some simple organizational things to help me be more efficient in my workday? Great question, Rita. And I know all of us can learn from this. Lisa, what do you think?
Sure. I think there are three quick things that I would mention to Rita and everyone else listening. One is to tap into your own unique organizing style and set up systems that are intuitive to you so that you can best maintain them. We often just kind of, you know, either look at a picture in Real Simple or the Container Store, or we look down the hall at, you know, what a coworker's doing, or, you know, even worse, we just get a promotion and they hand us a new office and everything's set up and we just go, okay. So I really think you need to step back and examine your physical environment and all of your electronic systems that are set up and make sure that they really truly tap into your own organizing style and not someone else's. I would also reframe your relationship with time. We tend to blame time, like, oh, I don't have any time, you know, as if time is the culprit. And you can't control time, only what you do with it. So time management is really about prioritizing and getting clear about your goals and vision. And so when you're really clear about what your goals are and your priorities, you tend to spend your time on those things as opposed to complaining about time and using up a lot of time venting about the fact that you don't have any of it. And I think the last piece of advice would be to learn to use the tools you already have before you seek out new gadgets. So right now we have a wonderful amount of productivity tools in place, and most of them happen to be electronic in this day and age. Or you can go old-fashioned, you know, file a fax paper. But the people that have the productivity tools, they have them in place, but they don't necessarily know how to use them effectively, or they don't take the time to harness their power. So I call it love the one you're with. So actually learn the tools that you already have.
I love it. That's great. Rita, what a good question. And I just want to reiterate what Lisa's saying is so smart. We need to work smarter, not harder. And we need to be productive, not just busy. So we need to befriend time and not have time be the enemy. Lisa, thank you. That's extraordinary. So we've got about 2 minutes left. So before the final question, I want you to share your social media info, any special events coming up, your website. How can our listeners find you online?
Sure. And I would like to just go back quickly. I forgot to mention how to buy the book. I apologize.
Yes, please.
It is theultimatelifeorganizer.com. So if you go to that page, you can order an autographed copy. You can put in a little special note if you'd like me to. And you can also see some book reviews and some excerpts, et cetera. So that's theultimatelifeorganizer.com. You can find me online. My website is either lisamontanaro.com, and that's M-O-N-T-A-N-A-R-O. You can also find me on Twitter, LinkedIn, and Facebook under Lisa Montanaro, which makes it nice and easy. And my website is lmorganizingsolutions.com. And that is both my website and my Facebook business page. If you go onto facebook.com/lmorganizingsolutions, you'll be able to like the page, and then you'll be able to see some daily productivity and time management type tips for all, you know, the little words of wisdom that I tend to give on that page. And also, I like people to post things there so that we can hold them accountable.
Excellent, excellent. Accountability is half the battle. Lisa, yeah. What a pleasure. It's always so delightful to talk with you, and I'm a big fan of your book. I hope all of our listeners will go out and get the book, will interface with you online, consider your services, and I hope they'll also read about your career reinvention story on my blog, because I know we can all learn a lot from that.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate
you're welcome.
You're a wonderful host. And I'm a big fan of yours, too.
Yay! Well, listen, spread the love, right, my dear? But you're fantastic, and you have a great night, and I know we'll be in touch soon.
Thank you. Thanks again.
Okay. Take good care. So we are going to be back momentarily with Career Coach Caroline. Thank you for tuning in to CBS and the Sky. Stay tuned.
Intuitive Tuesdays on the Sky. At 6 p.m. Eastern Time, New Sky Radio presents A Moment of Change with Sherry Gaba and Kathleen O'Connor. Featured on The Dr. Drew Show, CNN, and The Joy Behar Show, Sherry is a psychotherapist and life coach who's helped thousands of people cope with lifelong addictions. Kathleen's an inspirational speaker, author, life, business coach, and entrepreneur with a Ph.D. in metaphysical counseling. This is your moment of change. Great minds think alike. At 7 p.m. Eastern Time, it's Metaphysical Minds with Shay Parker with the approach of 2012. A shift of consciousness is taking place. And now, more than ever, it is time for the world's greatest metaphysical minds to come together. Allison Hayes is the Rock Girl. Tune in to Rock Talk with the Rock Girl on Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Time for an hour of jam-packed, fun-filled, high-energy rock talk that is guaranteed to rock your world. Where is my soulmate? Is he the one? If you've got questions about love, the Zodiac Girls have the answers. Solaris, a psychic astrologist, Laura, a spiritual medium, and Kira, a multiple life psychic, are the Zodiac Girls. Call in early. The lines are hot. 248-545-7685. Instant feedback at newskyradio.com. New Sky Radio. New horizons, no boundaries.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies. With all the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow. Yet I'm trying to please to the calling of your heartstrings that play soft and low. Yet all the night magic seem to whisper and hush, yet all the soft moonlight seems to shine in your blush. Can I just hold? have one more moon dance with you, my love. Can I just make some more romance with you, my love?
Coach Caroline.
Call Caroline Dowd Higgins now and let her help you create your destiny.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
And welcome back, listeners. I'm Caroline Dowd Higgins here on Career Coach Caroline, helping you identify your career passion so you can fulfill your career destiny. Having a great night so far, getting some wonderful email questions, so thank you all. Now remember, you can still call me live at the studio, 248-545-7685, and I want to incentivize you. I want to give away one of my books. This is not the career I ordered. So the first caller tonight, whose voice we actually hear, I would love to send you a copy of my book. You can also instant feedback at newskyradio.com. So it's time for news you can use. And a friend of mine is a recruiter in a large corporation, and she shared a wonderful article with me. And it's five underrated career skills brought to us by Yahoo Hot Jobs. You know, it's really important to think about all of your strengths and all of your skills in a job search or when you're looking for a promotional opportunity. So think about these five skills. Don't take them for granted and think about how important they are. Friendliness and collegiality, number one, very important to foster a positive work environment. And this follows suit if you're out there networking and creating new relationships. Very, very important. It's also important when you're on new assignments or looking for promotions. So think about being a good colleague. Number two, your writing skills. I cannot tell you how important your writing skills are. Okay, we live in an age of email, instant message, Twitter, and it seems like we're communicating in short little fragments, but you still need to use proper grammar, spelling, and syntax, okay? It's more important than ever. Even though we're using all of these electronic modes of communication, you must write clearly. It's essential in all different forms of a career specter, okay? And strive for clarity and correctness. Avoid shorthand and slang and all those lovely little emoticons. I know we use them in a familiar way, but keep them out of your professional world. The next one is a desire to improve. And I want you to think about this as growing your strengths. Remember, you're not broken. I don't want you to worry about fixing a weakness. Minimize those weaknesses, but continually update your skills. Keep them relevant now and think about the future. Next, ask the right questions. You've heard the saying, time is money, okay? But you must be able to quickly glean important bits of information from your colleagues. So, for example, ask the right questions. There's a difference between a very vague question, such as, what's the status of this project? As opposed to, I need to update the team on the status of this project, right? There's an action step implied there. And the last very important and underrated career skill is tact and diplomacy. Okay, your office is probably filled with a million different personalities, and it's natural that disagreements and challenging interpersonal interactions will arise. Tact and diplomacy can diffuse these situations. So keep that in mind. Thank you, Yahoo Hot Jobs, for those wonderful five underrated career skills. Okay, I'm wanting to give away a book, but I'm getting emails, so no complaint. Let's see. This is Julie from Pittsburgh. And Julie, thank you for listening. You're listening to CBS Radio on WZPT in Pittsburgh. So thank you so much for tuning in. And Julie says, can I use a headhunter or a recruiter for a lateral hire? How do I get started? I'm a mid-level associate in a law firm. Okay, welcome to my world. I know lawyers, Julie. And she said, I'm ready to look for an upgrade. I'm ready to look for another job. But what about using recruiters? So, Julie, great question. Let me share a couple of things. First of all, recruiters come in all different shapes and sizes, right? We have the traditional headhunters that are paid by the organization that hires you, and then there are recruiters in the HR realm of the respective companies and, in your case, law firms. So great bit of advice from Corn on the Job, one of my favorite career websites, and I'm going to give you several steps to finding recruiters online because you need to create relationships with them virtually so they know that you're out there. So number one, find recruiters to follow, okay? Check it out on Twitter, on LinkedIn. Search for those hashtags, okay? Search for opportunities to follow recruiters. Retweet and share their content. Very, very important. It's not enough to just follow them, okay? You don't want to stalk them immediately, but you want to retweet content, maybe ask some questions, send back thank yous, and really try to build that professional relationships. Share those open jobs. Help them help other people. Even if it's not a good fit for you, someone in your network may be able to benefit. And don't forget, LinkedIn is so important. Really build those relationships. Lastly, Julie, don't look for just any job. Wait for the right job. Very, very important. So I hope you think about building those professional relationships with the recruiters, and I would love to hear how that goes. Thank you for your question. Hey, I'm so excited. We have Louise from Missouri, and you're asking a question. Louise, you're on the phone. Can you hear me?
How are you? It's actually, I have a lot of people who listen to my show who talk about you, so I'm nice to have you to be on the air with you. You were talking about businesses.
Yes.
Hiring and looking for work. What I see in our communities all over, and we're actually in the Midwest, there are not enough jobs, not enough good-paying jobs, but there's a lot of things that aren't being taken care of, a lot of outsourcing. So why not create a job rather than looking for a job?
Yeah, I agree 100%. Let me speak to that a little bit, but I want to make sure that I get your question. You're saying how to create a job. Is that correct, Louise?
No, why not? I'm saying switch. Take your mindset and change it from being an employee to an employer.
I totally agree. Absolutely. And let me just build on that and share a conversation with you. I couldn't agree more. And I talk about how you can build a volunteer opportunity into a job and be an entrepreneur. I also think it's important to know that you can create a part-time position, right? And start an opportunity part-time and grow that in an entrepreneurial and enterprising fashion into a full-time opportunity. And remember, in this economy, we're seeing entrepreneurs exploding. So if you have a service that's marketable, if you have a product, it might be time to consider hanging out your shingle to be enterprising.
It'd be anything. I mean, I have people who I do Women's View Radio, and when people call in, quite a lot of them make jobs going to your local, let's say, your, you know, senior center.
Right.
Going to your, let's say, some kind of a hospital or other health care provider, and bringing in treats, you know, muffins, homemade, this, that, or even picking up food, delivery. You'd be surprised how many places don't deliver anymore, whereas
it's
you can
true.
Get a list
it's
of
true.
People and you can go pick it up and bring it in.
You're right.
Going into, you know, actually helping people in their homes.
It's true. And
the
Louise,
number one place we're going is healthcare in some way or another because we're all got old. Okay.
Very true. We're all human. Exactly. And Louise, let me just dovetail on that. It's important to figure out what are the needs in your community, right? How can
Absolutely.
You fill a niche? How can you be a solution provider? So when you're thinking in that way as a potential entrepreneur, look for needs and start with your personal network. What do your people need? You know, Lisa Montanaro, my guest earlier, talked about how she test drove her organizational skills first with her friends and family. That's a wonderful warm test market. So think about how you start enterprising and being an entrepreneur with the people you know, right?
And don't and go outside your box.
Exactly.
Get outside of your norm, because if you're just doing what you think you always could do, that's not the same as doing something that is needed in the community. And almost anything dealing with yard work, construction, repair, if you don't know how, do you know that there are companies who you can actually go in to learn how to use their product? Whether
Very
it's
true.
Light bulbs or electricity or gas or whatever. So let's say you didn't. You don't have to pay for a class to do it. You can go in. They show you how to use their product.
Exactly.
So
exactly. Louise, I so appreciate your call. It's
I love
really
you.
Delightful.
I love your show.
Thank you, my dear. And listen, I'm going to send you a book, so make sure you give Brandon your address, and I will get that out to you tomorrow. But thank you so much for calling in. We're just about to go to break, so please stay tuned. Thank you for listening to Career Coach Caroline on CBS's Coach Me Radio. We'll be right back.
New Sky Radio, newskyradio.com, and Psychic Radio, psychiconair.com, powered by CBS Radio, AOL, and Yahoo, is unlike any talk radio station, with a mission to improve the world one listener at a time. This is where you can be the star of your own show. Our listeners are truly unique, truly interactive, and passionate about their world. The Sky and Psychic Radio listeners genuinely care about the environment, social justice, their personal health, and raising people up to live their best life every day. Our motto is New Horizons, No Boundaries. New Age views, life coaching, psychic analysis, alternative medicine, and cutting-edge mind, body, and spirit shows can all be found on The Sky and Psychic Radio. Perhaps you have what it takes to join our broadcast family. An open mind, a great idea, and a passion for enriching lives. Check out all the exciting details by clicking the microphone on our homepage at newskyradio.com or give Lisa Rodman a call at 248-546-9600 to learn just how affordable it can be to host a show.
Glass in the thick of a forest without a road. And if any man's hand ever made that man, then I think it would have shown. That's why it seemed like dreams. They got me hypnotized. And it seems like a dream. They got you hypnotized. And this body means nothing. It seems like a dream. They got you hypnotized. Yeah, that's when they got you hypnotized. It seems like a dream.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Now back to Career Coach Caroline. Call Caroline Dowd Higgins now and let her help you create your destiny.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
And thank you for tuning into Career Coach Caroline. I'm your host, Caroline Dowd Higgins. I'm here to coach you to help you find your unique career destiny because I believe you deserve to be happy in your career. And I'm so thrilled that we've gotten so many emails tonight and a wonderful call from Louise in Missouri. Thank you. It's always good to hear voices on the radio, live voices calling in. Nothing pleases me more. So we still have time for a few more questions. You can call me tonight at 248-545-7685. And of course, you can always instant feedback me at newskyradio.com. And I would love to give away another book. I've got one en route to Louise via post. So, speaking of which, Angie from Everett, Washington. And Angie, I believe you probably listen on KJAQ in Seattle. I bet that's where you're picking up CBS Coach Me Radio. She just wrote in and said, it was great to hear Liz Lynch last week validate introverts in the networking process. I may be introverted, but I'm successful at relationship building, and I believe others can too. Make sure you honor your authenticity in your professional life. So, Angie, thank you for that. That's really important for our listeners to hear. And I couldn't agree more. I think the introverts get a bum rap. And I want to share a little bit of feedback about introverts. I've had a lot of activity this week. In fact, there's some wonderful information in the news about introverts. There's a great new book that Susan Cain wrote called Quiet: The Power of Introverts in a World That Can't Stop Talking. It's profiled in the Oprah magazine this month, and there was a wonderful NPR piece that I actually listened to last night. And I want to share with our listeners, there have been some incredible people in our history who have been introverted, right? Abraham Lincoln, Eleanor Roosevelt, Rosa Parks, Charles Darwin, just to name a few. Think about how successful they have been. And I want to share Susan Cain's strategies about nourishing the unique strengths that come from the quieter reaches. You know, we can all learn from what introverts do well naturally. So here are some thoughts, right? I want to focus on my introverts out there. Talk deeply. Seek out deep, serious conversations that focus on a single topic. Introverts do that incredibly well. Work alone. You know, scientists have discovered that solitude is actually a catalyst for excellent performance. So if you want to improve what you're doing, you need to be the one who generates the move. Think about some quiet alone time. Here's another one. Read more. Researchers have found that reading makes people follow more empathetic paths and improves social skills by helping us understand our fellow human beings. Really important to think about that. Listen well. Active listening is so important. It's something I discuss with my law students all the time. Active listening is the key to good leadership. People deserve to be heard and validated. So consider the suggestions of your team and listen well. Couple other things from Susan Cain as a shout out to our introverts. Get away and think about small scale. What is your restorative niche? Okay, how do you recharge? Because that's where introverts are misunderstood. It's not that they don't like communicating, but they might like to do it in an environment that recharges them. And in most cases, that's smaller groups. Larger groups deplete their energy. So clear your mind and think about mini breaks and ways to help you relax and focus. And lastly, use some quiet commitment to achieve your goals. The power of the pause, a lower volume in a conversation. Think about any form of communication that can be quiet and impactful. So use your soft power for quiet persistence. So we can learn from that as extroverts, as introverts, and it's something that all of us should keep in mind. Angie from Washington, thank you for that. And cheers to you for being an introvert. I know you are tremendously successful, and I appreciate your insight with our audience. So just got a really neat question from Rhonda from Toms River, New Jersey. And I love to hear from New Jersey because that's my old stomping ground. I was raised in New Jersey, and I know exactly where Toms River is. And Rhonda says, last week you talked about work-life integration and how sometimes you need to unplug to give yourself time to recharge. My problem, says Rhonda, is that I'm tethered to my iPhone, and I need some advice about how to digital detox. Rhonda, that is a great, great phrase. You need to trademark that. The digital detox. I love it. So let's talk about this. The bottom line is you can't go cold turkey, right? It almost always fails. So you need to ease off your technology gradually. Here are some thoughts. Maybe limit yourself to checking email several times a day. For example, three times a day, where you know on your calendar that is when you're going to do email, instead of every 10 minutes. You know, sometimes I feel like the Pavlovian dog. When the dinger on my computer rings, I automatically think, oh my gosh, I've got to check that email. So small baby steps. Same thing with Facebook and all of your social media. Have very specific time in the day when you check it so you can be more efficient. Just like Lisa Montanaro shared with us, work smarter, not harder, and make time be your friend, not your enemy. Another thought, Rhonda, set some ground rules at home, okay? Turn off the TV, silence your phones and your smart devices, your laptops. Focus on your family, whether you have kids or a spouse or a partner or even just a pet. Really important. Think about the people in your life that matter. And there are some actual apps out there, digital detox for Android smartphones will actually disable your phone for a period when you specify, right? So it's pretty cool because you can say, okay, I am really shutting down at this certain time. And of course that works for BlackBerries and other smartphones too. And I would tell you, lead by example. You might also encourage other people in your organization to digital detox a little bit, okay? But one other thing, get out in the world and pull away from that technology, Rhonda. Go have coffee with a friend, take a walk, have a picnic, do something where you have eye contact and you enjoy people one-on-one. That's the most important thing to infuse into your day. Think about getting unplugged and enjoying people in that scenario. Great, great comment, great question, and I wish you success with your digital detoxing. So one last question, and then we've got to wrap it up. Dale from Ontario, Canada. Woohoo! We got Canada tonight. Thank you. He says, should I email or snail mail a thank you note, and what should I say? Very quickly, Dale, I believe in the power of the handwritten thank you note. I think it's a wonderful thing. It's a dying art, and I think you can really distinguish yourself. So I would encourage you to express that gratitude in your letter. Make sure that you address someone formally with their title. Really important to talk about why you're thanking them. Perhaps it's a job interview. Reiterate why you think you'd be a value add. Okay, really important. And have a close that expresses your final thought. Be formal, be professional. You don't want to take the thank you note for granted, but please write it. I can't tell you how many deals have been broken because someone did not follow up with a thank you note. So Dale, write that thank you note. I am cheering you on. What a great night. I am completely energized by all of the activity that we've had on phone and email tonight. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's such an honor to be here as your career coach. I am at the top of the hour, but remember, I'm here every week, Tuesdays at 5 p.m., coaching you on how to play to your strengths and honor your career passion so you can fulfill your career destiny here on Coach Me Radio, powered by CBS. Until next week, I'm Caroline Dowd-Higgins. Thanks for tuning in.